Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a topic that's crucial for every Subaru owner: how to change your oil without screwing it up. Now, have you ever heard horror stories about someone draining the wrong fluid? Yeah, it happens more often than you think, and today I'm going to show you how to avoid those costly mistakes. So let's get into it. You might be surprised to learn that changing the oil in a Subaru is usually pretty straightforward. I mean, you've got the oil filler cap right on top, the dipstick's easy to reach, and for many newer models, that oil filter is sitting right there on top of the engine, making access a breeze. But here's the kicker. I've had customers come into my shop with serious issues like their transmission not shifting properly or their oil being way overfilled, and when I ask what happened, they say, "I just changed my oil." So what went wrong? They drained the wrong fluid. Let me break this down for you. One of the biggest confusions comes when you're under your Subaru and you see that nice big drain plug staring at you. It looks inviting, right? So you pull it out, let the fluid drain, and then, bam, you check your dipstick and realize the oil level is through the roof. Oops, congratulations. You just drained your transmission fluid instead of the engine oil. This is a common mistake, and I've seen it countless times in my 26 years as an ASE master, automotive technician. Now here's where it gets interesting. Subarus have multiple drain plugs underneath. If you're not paying attention to which one you're pulling, you're going to have a bad day. The engine oil drain plug is usually on the oil pan. Before you pull anything, take a moment to locate your oil filter. The oil drain plug should be close to that filter. If the big drain plug you see is nowhere near the filter, you're likely at the wrong one. And remember, when you pull the right plug, you should see that familiar dark brown or black oil. If it's red or pink, stop immediately. That's your transmission fluid. But wait, there's more to consider. If you have a newer Subaru with a CVT transmission, it gets even trickier. You've got multiple drain plugs all in the same area: the oil drain plug, the differential plug, and the heater CVT transmission plug. That's three different fluids, and if you grab the wrong one, you could be looking at some hefty repair bills. If you accidentally drain your CVT fluid thinking it's engine oil, don't drive the vehicle. That can destroy your transmission, and we're talking thousands of dollars to fix. Now let's talk about the step-by-step process for changing that oil without any hiccups. First, make sure your vehicle is secure on jack stands or ramps. Never just rely on a jack alone. And don't forget to let the engine cool down. Hot oil can burn you. Once you're under there, find that oil filter first. On many newer Subarus, it's right on top. Then locate that oil drain plug on the oil pan. When you're sure you've got the right one, place your drain pan underneath and remove the plug. Let that oil drain completely. This usually takes about 5 to 10 minutes. While that's draining, remove your old oil filter. But here's a crucial tip. Make sure the old gasket comes off with it. If you put the new filter on top of an old gasket, you'll end up with oil leaks everywhere. Once the oil is done draining, install a new crush washer on that drain plug. And don't reuse the old one. They're cheap, just a dollar or two. Thread the drain plug in by hand first to avoid cross-threading, then tighten it to about 25 to 30 foot-pounds. Now, when you're adding fresh oil, don't just dump it all in at once. For the typical 2.5-liter boxer engine, you're looking at around 5.1 quarts with a filter change. Start with about 4.5 quarts, check your dipstick, and add slowly from there until you hit the full mark. Before we wrap up, let's quickly cover some common mistakes that can really cost you. First and foremost, draining the wrong plug is a disaster waiting to happen. Overfilling your engine oil? That can cause serious issues, like foaming oil that doesn't lubricate properly. And that crush washer, don't forget to replace it. Not doing so leads to leaks. Oh, and don't over-tighten the drain plug. Use a torque wrench and stick to the specs to avoid stripping threads or damaging the oil pan. And if you have an oil change reminder light, make sure you reset it after you're done. It'll save you from confusion down the road. To sum up, remember to double-check which drain plug you're pulling. Always replace that crush washer and use your torque wrench to ensure everything's tight. So next time you're ready to tackle that oil change, take a deep breath and follow these steps. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.